It's Monday, May 24th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Azerbaijan, a 97% Muslim country located at the crossroads of Eastern Europe and Western Asia, is utilizing gravestones from Armenian cemeteries as building material, reports International Christian Concern. The country is bounded by the Caspian Sea to the east, Russia to the north, Georgia to the northwest, Armenia and Turkey to the west, and Iran to the south. Azerbaijan continues to deface and destroy Armenian Christian heritage sites, including cemeteries and churches, as they seek to eradicate evidence of their culture and identity. David Babayan, the Minister of Foreign Affairs for the Republic of Artsakh, an enclave within Azerbaijan, said, quote, "This is another manifestation of cultural genocide. Barbarism with a political purpose. They are not only completely destroying the Armenian trace, but they are also using it for economic purposes. By building such infrastructures, the Azerbaijanis make it much more difficult to restore it in the future. This is a gross violation of international and moral norms." End quote. In a 2-minute video earlier this month, actor John Voight spoke his mind about the state of America. Listen to this excerpt.
Biden has taken all of Trump's works and switched to Obama's carefully instructed instructions. This nation is in complete chaos. This new administration has turned us upside down with deceit and destruction. We're all in the same frame of mind, hoping, praying for God's miracle, a miracle that can cross us over like the parting of the sea. Let God heal all our suffering souls. God has a plan. No man can lie, steal, or take away the one truth, and that is the power of God, the power of righteousness, the power of Abraham Lincoln's work, the note he left for his nation, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth.
Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan." In an eye-opening press conference, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas talked about the delegation of 19 senators he led to America's southern border with Mexico.
"Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have produced an absolute disaster on our southern border. We saw facilities that were packed at over 1,700% their capacity in the midst of a global pandemic, with a 10% COVID positivity rate in the Donna Tent facility, where kids were lined up in the Biden cages. For 4 years, the press talked incessantly about kids in cages, and what was never reported is that Barack Obama built the cages, and Joe Biden is building more cages. They're bigger cages, and they're more full. In those Biden cages, we saw little boys and little girls, not 6 feet apart, as you would want during a pandemic, not 3 feet apart, not even 3 inches apart, lying on the floor side by side, no beds, no mats, no cots, packed in as tight as they can be, wrapped in emergency reflective materials."
Senator Cruz addressed Biden's censorship of the press.
"The Biden administration barred the press from access. On our trip to the border, ABC News asked to embed with the 19 senators. Fox News asked to embed with the 19 senators. The Biden administration said no, and their reason was COVID. They said one cameraman from ABC was an unacceptable risk of COVID, never mind 4,200 people crammed in a facility with 10% COVID positivity. One reporter, they said, was a COVID risk. Joe Biden wants the world to cover up and hide this crisis that he has created. So the 19 senators, we pulled out our cell phones and we filmed and took pictures. The Biden administration sent a political minder from Washington, D.C., who jumped in front of the camera and screamed at senators, do not show these images to the American people."
And Senator Cruz summarized Biden's 3 decisions that created this unprecedented crisis on our southern border.
3 decisions Joe Biden made: halting construction of the wall on week one in office, reinstating the failed policy of catch and release, and most indefensibly, ending the international agreement Remain in Mexico that had produced last year the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Remain in Mexico was an incredible success. So what did Joe Biden do? Ripped it up. And we have right now today the worst illegal immigration in 20 years. 178,000 people came in last month, the month of April. We're on a path to 2 million people, and it's getting worse.
And finally, Christian filmmaker Brian Tetsuro Ivey said Christians are losing relevancy in modern-day society for not speaking to both the spiritual and physical needs of people as Jesus did. To change that, Ivey has teamed up with NBA All-Star Steph Curry to create original content that will inspire Christians to do both. Ivey produced the documentary Emmanuel, which tells the story of the 2015 church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Plus, he produced the documentary entitled The Dropbox. It told the story of South Korean pastor Lee Jong-rak, who, after gaining a reputation for his willingness to care for disabled children, built a baby Dropbox into his home's wall because he did not want any babies to be discarded and left for dead. Young South Korean women who felt unable to care for their new infants placed their children into the Dropbox, knowing that the pastor and his wife would care for them. After Ivy filmed the story about Pastor Lee Jong-rak's compassion and sacrifice, he was moved to trust Christ as his Savior. Ivy said, quote, "I think as somebody who grew up very privileged, I don't have it in my heart to just tell people that God loves them. I want to show that in a tangible way, in being generous. I think serving the poor, doing sacrificial acts of kindness, and loving people are never going to be irrelevant." 1 John 3:17 asks, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.